consider getting a top to pick. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself.
Welcome back to Distraction Radio here on Radioactive International. Here for another Hump Day remix of my record collection. That first one was a bit of Billy Idol with the Uptown mix of Dancing With Myself off of the 12-inch Vital Idol. It's a bunch of remixes from 1985. Lovely picture, Steve Stevens looking totally 80s on the back. Loads of stuff for you this week, mainly J's and I think a few H's. Next couple are going to be from Joe Jackson. The first one is on your radio off I'm the Man. And then next one is off of Look Sharp. It is Got the Time, which I think Anthrax covered at one point. It is a deadly tune. And then we're going to go into a bit of Janis Joplin. A little Piece of My Heart from Big Brother and the Holding Company from her Greatest Hits album. And then I'll touch base with you again and tell you what's coming up next. Enjoy.
I'm going. supplicating. Honey, you know I did. And each time I tell myself that I wanna think I've had enough. But when I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can't be tough. I want you to come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little bit of my heart now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're into the crackly section of the records, Lisa. That was Janis Joplin with Piece of My Heart off of the 1973 Greatest Hits album. I think I got that off my folks who probably bought it in 1973. A couple Joe Jackson tunes before that. This one, my wife and I were looking up the other day to see when it was released, and I can't actually find it. Sadly enough, it's probably written on it, but I can't see it even with my glasses on, which shows you how old I am and how old it is. It's a bit of Jane's Addiction with Nothing Shocking. I bought this on cassette tape originally in Budget Tapes and Records in Hillsboro, Oregon. I'm going to play there. If there was a hit on this, and it would be Jane Says, actually. But I'm going to play Mountain Song instead, which is the first song that I heard by them on MTV. I think they had a video for it. And then we're going to play a whole mess of Jeff the Brotherhood, because I think the Great can play something off Heavy Days, something off Wasted on the Dream, and something off We Are the Champions. And then we'll meet up here again to see what's next. We'll be right back.
sugar cane in my jacket pocket. I can see his face if I think about it all in my dreams. There's a circle there with a stone beside it. There's a pentagram in the center of it all in my dreams. I can't get away. I can't get away.
All right, we had a few there. We had Jeff the Brotherhood with Heavy Krishna off Heavy Days. Then we had In My Dreams off Wasted on the Dream. And then we had, what was it? Cool Out off We Are the Champions. Those are the three albums to get by Jeff the Brotherhood. They are fantastic. The last few albums have been a bit hit and miss. The next up we have, we have some weird stuff coming up. We have a bit of Jello Biafra and with the Melvins off of the album they did, Never Breathe What You Can't See. And then we're going to go straight into one of my favorite albums of all time, a total guilty pleasure, a bit of Billy Joel, or as we say in America, Billy Joel, Glass Houses with You May Be Right. And then we're going to play the Joyce McKinney Experience, which I know nothing of except that they're out of Darlington, so that means it's one of my wife's records. And then we'll meet up again.
Thank you.
tonight. That last one was a bit of The Cabin Boy. I had a Belfast featuring Gary Sloan, although that was out on Control Records out of Dun Laoghaire. I'm trying to see if there's any. Of course, in typical Gary fashion, there are no names on any of the songs and very little other information here. And before that, we had a bit of the Joyce Kinney Experience. Now I'm going to play... Oh, wait. No more information except for that Anna played bass, Ricky played drums, and Gary played guitar. It was recorded in 1998 at Cinder Studios in Belfast. Okay, so we're going to play three compilation albums. The first one is the Karate Club compilation that came out last year, or actually looks like 2 years ago. I'm going to play a bit of Electric Bill and the Meter Readers for a bit of crust, surf crust. Then Two Killed by Death Records. The first one I'm going to play The Dogs Slash Your Face because I played The Dogs a couple weeks ago. And then what am I going to play off this? The second one is Killed by Death number 3. I'm going to play The Queers with I Don't Want to Work. We'll be right back.
ripoff! I never hold a job for more than a week. For more than a week, I'm a mother of a geek. I'm a same lady and the same jerk. And the thing I'm paid for, I don't want to work. But I don't want to work. Well, I don't want to work.
Said before that was a bit of the Queers, and before that a bit of the Dogs, and before that a bit of Electric Bill and the Meter Readers. I got a couple now from King Tuff, one of my current faves. I'm play Anthem off of the album. I don't think it has a name on it. It is the big red one, and then I'm gonna play Headbanger off of Black Moon Spell, which was his second to most recent one. His most recent one I'm not as big of a fan of, but I will pick it up once I get a chance. And then I'm going to play a bit of King Khan and the Shrines with something off What Is. So I'll see you after that.
We'll be right back. jeans and leather jackets, shaking off our clothes on the grave when rock and roll was buried. Making out to make me shout in the back of the cemetery. We'll be right back.
if she was raised to be such a heel.
Alright, the last one is a bit of King Khan and the Shrines off the double album What Is. I did miss him when he played over here. When it got cancelled and then it got rescheduled for midnight or whatever happened there with them and the Spits. Because I was away in Spain. So that is about all the time that we have for this afternoon, this evening. This has been Radioactive International. This has been Distraction Radio. Another 19 albums, alphabetical order, which means I'm going to finish with one of my wife's records, which I have never actually listened to, but I've seen for ages. So until next week, I'm going to play a bit of the KLF with the White Room. This is What Time Is Love. Until next week, have a good one. Stay safe, stay home, stay healthy. Look after each other.
Ancient, and they like to roam the land. I just won't fear. Back to react, enough is enough. Let me ask you a question. What time is love? What time is love?
Mike, what time is love? What time is love?